From Avery Fisher Hall at Lincoln Center, this is Sarah Fishko. I'm your host for a series of broadcasts from the 1985 Mostly Mozart Festival. The programs are made possible in part by a grant from Bankers Trust Company and the National Endowment for the Arts, and are a production of WNYC New York. In this first program, conductor Raymond Leppard will lead the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra in performances of music by, yes, Mozart, but also Torelli, Fasch, Handel, Purcell, and Haydn. The opening work is by Mozart. It's the Symphony No. 21 in A, Köchel 134. Also in the first half, we'll hear a work for trumpet and strings by Torelli and a trumpet concerto by Fasch, both works featuring the distinguished trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. In the second half of the concert, soprano Ari Mills will sing excerpts from Handel's opera Alcina and his oratorio Samson. Mr. Marsalis will return briefly as the soloist in Purcell's Sound the Trumpet, and the concert will conclude with the music of Franz Joseph Haydn. His Symphony No. 77 in B-flat is the final work on the program. The first work, the Mozart. Mozart was 16 years old in 1772 when he wrote the Symphony No. 21 in A major, Köchel 134. He had written his first minuets at age 6, his first symphony when almost 9, his first oratorio at age 11, and a year later, at the ripe old age of 12, his first opera. Mozart did a lot of traveling in those days to Paris, London, Vienna, and Italian cities as well. It was Wolfgang's father, Leopold, who was responsible for all this international activity. Leopold believed it would benefit his son's career and made sure members of royalty in all the major musical centers were exposed to Wolfgang's extraordinary gifts. Leopold was not above contriving a few stunts in which his son might amaze audiences. In some performances, the keyboard on which Mozart accompanied symphonies was covered with a cloth so as to obscure his vision of it. Mozart is said to have played with as much facility as if he could see the keys. The additional benefit of these traveling road shows with the Mozarts was that Wolfgang Amadeus was exposed to the great composers of his day, and their influence on him was profound. Mozart assimilated the greatest works being performed in Italy and Germany at the time, but he didn't imitate them. He devised his own truly inimitable style. He wrote 8 symphonies in that year, 1772. About the Köchel 134, Mozart's biographer, Alfred Einstein, wrote the following. Mozart had developed a new conception of the symphony, a conception that precluded the writing of a whole series of symphonies and made each one an individual work. That applause you hear is for our conductor, Raymond Leppard, who has come to the podium and is about to start this performance of the Mozart 21st Symphony in A, Köchel 134. Thank you.
Thank you.
Raymond Lepard, tonight's conductor of the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra, in a performance of the Mozart Symphony No. 21 in A, Fifth Listing 134. The conductor will return in a few moments for a performance of the Sonata No. 7 for trumpet and strings by Giuseppe Torelli. Mr. Lepard is now taking some bows, and the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra is standing and receiving a warm hand from the capacity crowd here this evening at this Mostly Mozart Festival concert. The next piece by Torelli. Giuseppe Torelli, a violinist and composer born in Verona right in the middle of the 17th century. In 1686, he settled in Bologna, a city that had developed a school of great violinists, and felt right at home there. Later, he spent time in Germany and Austria, including a stint as concertmaster at the court of Brandenburg, of Brandenburg Concerto fame. Torelli is considered one of the best of the early concerto composers. In fact, early scholars believed him to be the inventor of the form. Among Torelli's works are some 28 compositions for trumpet and strings, known variously as sonatas, symphonies, or concertos. The soloist in this case will be Wynton Marsalis, the distinguished trumpeter. We will be joining Raymond Lepard and the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra in this performance of the Giuseppe Torelli Sonata for Trumpet and Strings No. 7. They have just arrived and are about to begin their performance. Thank you. Wynton Marsalis, the trumpeter, in that performance of a trumpet sonata by Giuseppe Torelli, the number 7 in D major. The conductor of the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra, Raymond Leppard, and the two gentlemen will return in a few moments for a performance of a piece also for trumpet and orchestra, and also in the key of D. Johann Friedrich Fasch is the composer of the next one. Fasch wrote well over 60 concertos, the favorite among them, this D major trumpet piece we're about to hear. Wynton Marsalis receiving a warm reception from our audience here tonight at Avery Fisher Hall. The Fasch piece coming up is set in what was then the modern Italian manner, with three short movements in fast, slow, fast sequence. Fasch is not a well-known composer, and never was a well-known composer. Although his music was performed in his lifetime, Fasch never lived to see any of it published. It was through his friendship with J.S. Bach that he achieved whatever notoriety he did achieve. In the archives of the Thomasschule in Leipzig are 5 suites by Fasch in the handwriting of Bach. So high was Bach's opinion of his friend Fasch that he copied the works for his own use. We are about to hear Wynton Marsalis and Raymond Leppard in a performance of this quite popular concerto in D major for trumpet and orchestra. It has an allegro, a largo, and finally an allegro moderato. Here they are now, Wynton Marsalis, followed by Raymond Leppard, for this performance of the music of Johann Friedrich Fasch. Thank you. the Johann Friedrich Fasch Trumpet Concerto in D, and the final piece in this first half of this Mostly Mozart Festival concert at Avery Fisher Hall, bringing us to intermission. The soloist, Wynton Marsalis, with the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra under the direction of Raymond Leppard. Mr. Marsalis now coming down to take a few bows. Wynton Marsalis is a real musical phenomenon. Although only in his early 20s, he has established himself as one of the world's leading trumpeters, and he has crossed musical lines thought to be largely uncrossable. He is a leading classical and jazz soloist, equally respected in both words. The classical trumpeter Maurice André proclaimed that Wynton Marsalis is potentially the greatest trumpeter of all time. His first record with Columbia was one of the best-selling debut jazz records in years. Mr. Marsalis is also the first artist ever to be awarded Grammys in both the classical and jazz categories. He's being enthusiastically received by the audience here tonight, taking more bows. The son of New Orleans jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis, Wynton Marsalis received his first trumpet, a present from Al Hurt, when he was 6, and began serious study at age 12. He went to Tanglewood at 17. The 18 years of age entrance requirement was waived on his behalf. And at the close of the summer session, Mr. Marsalis received an award for outstanding brass player. A scholarship to study at Juilliard followed soon after. In addition to jazz tours with his quintet through the United States and Europe, Mr. Marsalis has appeared with the major orchestras across the country, with conductors Michael Tilson Thomas, Lauren Mazel, Leonard Slatkin, and this program's conductor, Raymond Leppard. The collaboration between Wynton Marsalis and conductor Raymond Leppard is not a first tonight. Mr. Leppard's recent recording, Baroque Works with Trumpet, featured Marsalis and the English Chamber Orchestra. This season, Maestro Leppard appears at the Mostly Mozart Festival, both here in New York and in Washington. Mr. Leppard's tenure as principal guest conductor of the St. Louis Symphony began in the 1984-85 season. He has had an active year of conducting engagements with the New York Philharmonic, as well as extensive European activities, which included numerous concerts and recordings. In a moment, we'll return for a brief talk with Mr. Leppard about this Mostly Mozart program and some of his other work. This broadcast is a production of WNYC New York.